from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. National Police Chief as public relation of regional police to improve the image of Indonesian National Police. Qatar Airways provides significant contribution for Indonesian tourism. Now the news in detail. Indonesian National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian as officers of Public Relations Division at the Regional Police to be able to improve the positive image of Indonesian National Police Polri in public through the use of media. General Tito, in a consolidation analysis and public relation evaluation 2018 in Polri based in Jakarta on Monday, December 17, said that Public Relations Division has the responsibility to maintain the image of Polri, give information about the achievements of an institution, and educate society with positive information. The democracy in Indonesia has been more flexible, marked by the role of parliament that is getting stronger and the domination of media and society. The flexibility of democracy makes Polri, or the police, more open to public. The main key to establish positive image of the police is by keeping the trust of public. Controlling information about the police is an important aspect to keep the trust of public because public opinion can be easily constructed by the issues spread in media. Indonesia and Vietnam are commemorating the 63rd anniversary of bilateral relationship. Based on the statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Hanoi received by Antara on Sunday, December 16, Indonesia and Vietnam hold the 2018 International Fashion Fair in Vietnam to commemorate the anniversary. The Indonesian Embassy facilitates 34 national brands to promote their products at the fair through the Indonesian Pavilion. The event has taken place from December 13 to 18 in Hanoi. Indonesian Ambassador Ibnu Hadi officially opened the Indonesian Pavilion at the event. The event was participated in by ambassadors and diplomatic representatives in Hanoi, representative of Vietnamese and Indonesian ministries, as well as business communities in Hanoi and its neighboring areas. Ambassador Ibnu said that the Indonesian Pavilion contributes to expanding Indonesian products market abroad. In addition, it facilitates the exchange of creative ideas as well as support Indonesia's fashion industries to achieve their goals. Ambassador Ibnu also hopes Indonesia and Vietnam can realize beneficial trade worth $10 billion by 2020. Qatar Ambassador to Indonesia Ahmad bin Jassim Al-Hamar said that the Qatar Airways flight route to Indonesia significantly contributes to increasing tourist visit to Indonesia. Ambassador Ahmad bin Jassim Al-Hamar told RRI World Service recently that Qatar Airlines could deliver tourists, business people, and those who would like to visit Indonesia from Europe, the United States, Middle East, and Southeast Asia to Jakarta and Bali.
أولا يجب أن نذكر لدولة قطر بحكم علاقتها أيضا مع إندونيسيا.
First of all, I would like to remind the Qatar Airways as a media of diplomacy between Indonesia and Qatar gives significant impact to improve tourism sector in Indonesia. The Flag Korea delivers tourists, business people, and visitors from all around the world, such as Europe, the United States, Middle East, and Southeast Asia to Jakarta and other destinations in Indonesia. Therefore, the airlines support the growth of tourism sector in Indonesia. Qatar Airways provides flight services to Jakarta and Bali 3 times a day. Qatar ambassador added that Qatar and Indonesia have great relationship. This is reflected through the visit of His Majesty Sheikh Jassim bin Mohammed bin Thani to Indonesia, as well as the visit of President Joko Widodo and ministers of both countries. Qatar ambassador explained that Qatar and Indonesia has established political, cultural, education, and economic partnerships. The cooperation between both countries has realized 21 agreements. Among the agreements include the agreement of investment worth $50 million. Besides that, the Qatar government appreciated President Joko Widodo's government for being neutral toward Qatar, which is currently involved in a conflict with its neighboring countries. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan invites South Korean business people to be more active in investing and in Indonesia because they can explore many opportunities to invest in the country. Minister Luhut invites South Korean companies to invest in Indonesia, for example, in automotive industry and improve the investments which have been built, for example, in fishery industry. Both countries have just established Center of Research and Maritime Technology Cooperation at the Coordinating Ministry of Maritime Affairs. As reported by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, Minister Luhut stated the appeal when receiving the visit of South Korean Maritime and Fishery Minister on Friday, December 14 in Seoul, South Korea. Minister Luhut added, especially for automotive industry, Indonesia has a lot of opportunities because Indonesia will sign comprehensive economic cooperation and free trade agreement with Australia in the near future. The condition facilitates South Korean automotive companies to replace the Australian automotive companies in which many of them have stopped operating. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia had another opportunity to present batik, Indonesian traditional clothes and jewelry, at the 13th Cambodia Import Export and One Province One Product Exhibition. Based on the written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, December 16, the presentation, which was conducted in Khmer language, presented a video which demonstrated the process of making batik and mini fashion show displaying batik clothes designed by participants of the exhibition. One of the small medium enterprises representatives, Bahrul Hasan from CV Aruni Napak, explained briefly about Indonesian batik and the process of making it. In the last few years, Indonesian batik has received attention in Cambodian people's lifestyle. For example, the country has various batik products such as duster batik or batik house dress, men and women's shirt, as well as sarung batik or batik design as sarong. The fashion products are used by many Cambodian people and they can be found at the central market in Phnom Penh and Siem Reap. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry viewed that the Indonesian trade agreement with 4 member states of European Free Trade Association has established strategic partnership in developing national competitiveness. as reported by Antara, Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, and related ministries of EFTA member states, namely Liechtenstein, Iceland, Norway, and Switzerland, signed Indonesian EFTA trade agreement in Jakarta on Sunday, December 16. Deputy Chairman of International Relations Affairs at the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, stated in a written statement that her side, as the representative of Indonesian business people, truly support the government's effort in developing national competitiveness through the agreement. Sinta Kamdani viewed that the member states of EFTA have incredible potentials in investment, particularly in high technology and medical sectors. The last item. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has non-commissioned officers in charge of village supervision or Babinsa across the country to ensure that all the village funds provided by the government could be used maximally for village development programs. President Joko Widodo sat in a meeting with Babinsa members from Sriwijaya Military Command 2, the Iskandar Muda Military Command, and Bukit Barisan Military Command 1 in Jakarta on Sunday, December 16, that the allocation of village funds continues to increase in the last 3 years, in a total it has reached 187 trillion rupiah so far. The president said that the village funds aim to improve money circulation in village and could be used to build bridges, irrigation network, rural roads, and other projects. At least the development of 151,000 village roads, in addition to 39,000 irrigation units, 18,000 health service centers, 46,000 early childhood education or PAUD program, and 6,900 rural marketplaces have been funded by using village funds. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. National Police Chief as public relation of regional police to improve the image of Indonesian National Police. Qatar Airways provide significant contribution for Indonesian tourism. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. Today's commentary is titled Women in Indonesian Peacekeeping Force for United Nations. Indonesian National Police had a formed police unit and individual police officer barrack ceremony at National Police's Multipurpose Training Center in Cikeas, Bogor Regency on Sunday. The ceremony was given for Garuda Bayangkara Force in the UN peace mission. National Police's International Relations Division Head, Inspector General Malta, said this year Indonesia deployed more personnel compared to the previous years. The increase was according to UN's demand, since Indonesia is one of the most ready contingent in the peace mission. Malta said there were 381 personnel, and 40 of them were female police. They joined the foreign police unit, which is sent to Sudan for United Nations African Mission in Darfur, and to Central Africa for Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Central African Republic, while the rest become police advisors to South Sudan, Haiti, and Congo. Members of the Foreign Police Unit and Police Advisor Indonesia will be on duty for 1 year. Their special mission is securing UN's vital objects. They also must carry out police advisor's duties, such as protecting refugees and securing humanitarian aid distribution process. Joining UN peacekeeping force is an example of Indonesia's commitment in maintaining world order, which is based on independence, eternal peace, and social justice. All these are written in the preamble of Indonesian 1945 Constitution. Indonesia's involvement in United Nations peace mission had been ongoing since 1957. The deployment is also part of Indonesia's efforts in fulfilling the promise to contribute to peace creation in conflicted countries. especially Vice President Yusuf Kalla in a public debate session at 73rd United Nations General Assembly session in New York on September, said that Indonesia will deploy 4,000 peacekeepers until 2019 by increasing women's proportion. Certainly, there's a special reason for Indonesia in having more women in the peacekeeping force. Actually, it is not only because the current number of women are only 3% of the total personnel, or just to fulfill the United Nations Security Council Resolution number 1325-2000, which prioritizes women's role in peace negotiation and post-conflict reconstruction, but they also have to protect the women and young girls from sexual violence during armed conflict. The role of female peacekeeping forces is significant, especially in a post-conflict reconstruction mission. Women are more easily accepted and trusted in helping other women and children. Indonesian women peacekeepers can also be an example how gender equality is implemented in Indonesia, a country with the most Muslim population. Well, listener, that was the commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on December 17, 1903, on the first engine flight by Wright Brothers. On December 17, 1903, Wright Brothers, for the first time, flew controlled plane as far as 4 miles, near the hilly sand region in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Eyewitnesses said that Wright Flyers was driven by Orville flying for 12 seconds. The flight was the first flight in history. In 1935, Raden Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto, a figure of Indonesian movement, died in Yogyakarta. Host Cokro Aminoto was a pioneer of national movement who gave color for the history of Indonesian movement after Musso, who was socialist or communist, Sukarno, a nationalist, and Kartosuwiryo, who was a religious. In May 1912, Cokro Aminoto joined in Sarikat Islam Organization. Cokro Aminoto died on December 17, 1934. He well known as a hero of national movement based on trade, religion, and national politics. The last event was in 2011 when Kim Jong-il, leader of North Korea, died. Kim Jong-il was officiated as the leader of North Korea since 1994. He replaced his father Kim Il-sung, who led North Korea since 1948. Kim Jong-il died on December 17, 2011. On February 15, 2012, he was bestowed to highest title as great general. That was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with our daily segment My Indonesia. In today's topic, we will present you information about Muslim fashion industry with worldwide potential. Stay tuned. Indonesia has a huge opportunity to become the center of world's Muslim fashion. Related to this, the Ministry of Industry believes that Indonesia will become the world's Muslim fashion by Mecca in 2020. Director General of Small and Medium Industries, or IKM, of the Ministry of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih in Jakarta, said that Indonesia is supported by market power as one of the countries that have the most Muslim population in the world. In addition, the Indonesian Muslim fashion industry is also considered capable of competing with other countries. Domestic market opportunities has reached $20 billion, or 1.9% of the world fashion market, with an export value of $13.29 billion, including the top 5 countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. This shows a very large global and domestic Muslim fashion market opportunity. Gati also explained the potential of the large Muslim fashion market must be filled by Indonesian Muslim fashion industry so that it can increase the contribution of the Muslim fashion sector to gross domestic product. In the future, the ministry will also focus more on Muslim clothing because the market of this product is very clear. Gati added, currently, the Muslim fashion industry in Indonesia is experiencing significant growth with an average of 18.2% of the domestic consumption. In fact, the State of Global Islamic Economy Report 2017 noted that Indonesia, as the runner-up country which developed the best Muslim fashion after the United Arab Emirates. In the previous year's report, Indonesia was not included in the top 10. According to Gati, the government is also constantly trying to spur the growth of the fashion industry by increasing the competence of human resources. The government targets in the long term Indonesia to become the top 10 exporters of Muslim fashion to OIC countries. That was my Indonesia. Thank you for joining us.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Ciptagelar Traditional Hamlet in West Java. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. In West Java, precisely in Sukabumi, there is a hamlet which is interesting to be visited, namely Ciptagelar Traditional Hamlet. The hamlet, which is part of South Banten, still preserves its customs and traditions, which have been inherited since 640 years ago. Administratively, Ciptagelar Hamlet is part of Sukamulya Village territory, Cisolok District, Sukabumi Regency. Kasepuhan Ciptagelar Tradition is a customary Lao community located in hinterland of Mount Halimun and Salak. Specifically, the territory of Ciptagelar Hamlet spreads out in three regencies in the border area of Banten and West Java province. Based on the data, Kasepuhan Ciptagelar Traditional was established in 1366 and has changed its leadership for several times from generation to generation. Until now, the village for the center governance of Kasupuhan Ciptagelar, which is called Kampung Gede, has changed for several times. They moved the Kampung Gede based on the guidance they received from their ancestor. The existence of Ciptagelar traditional hamlet has been well known widely by most of the people of West Java, especially in the southern part. The villagers are well known as people who strongly hold their customs and traditions that based on agricultural culture, especially rice. Even the villagers have a series of agricultural events which are still conducted until now, such as Ngasek, Mepit, Nganyaran, Serentaun, and many others. Besides that, they also have Angklung, Buhun, Wayang Golek, and Jipeng traditions, which they still preserve until now. Ciptagelar traditional hamlet is open for domestic or foreign tourists. Along with its name, Ciptagelar meaning open, Ciptagelar people always under their guests. But every visitor must meet Abah or the elder of the village to get permission. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Parade Budaya or Cultural Parade. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Parade Budaya or Cultural Parade. Tony is on vacation at the area of Borobudur Temple. He is talking with a tour guide.
Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini.
Oh ya? Budaya apa?
Budaya tradisional Indonesia.
Oh, pasti menarik.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Budaya, in English, culture. Parade budaya, cultural parade. Budaya tradisional, traditional culture. Concert. Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini.
Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini. In English, there were cultural parade here yesterday. Budaya apa? Budaya apa? What culture? Budaya tradisional Indonesia. Budaya tradisional Indonesia. In English, traditional culture of Indonesia. Pasti menarik. Pasti menarik. It must be interesting. Dua hari lalu. 2 days ago. In the conversation between tour guide and Tony, the tour guide told Tony that there was an event at the location yesterday. She said, "Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini." In English, there were cultural parade here yesterday. When you want to tell someone about an event, you can use the word ada, followed by the name or kind of event. To mention the event happened in the past, you can add adverbs that indicate past time in the sentence, such as tadi or just now, kemarin or yesterday, dua hari yang lalu or 2 days ago. For example, kemarin ada konser di sini. There was a concert here yesterday. If you want to tell someone that there is a concert, you can say, sekarang sedang ada konser. If you want to tell someone that there will be an event next time or tomorrow, next week, you can say, besok akan ada konser. There will be a concert tomorrow. Differences in words that indicate an event in the past, in or will occur, can be known for an adverb indicating time, such as kemarin or yesterday, sekarang or now, besok or tomorrow. Or from adverbs such as sedang, in a sentence, sekarang sedang ada konser. Akan, in a sentence, besok akan ada konser di sini. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kemarin ada parade budaya di sini.
Oh ya? Budaya apa?
Budaya tradisional Indonesia.
Oh, pasti menarik.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music. In today's edition, we will present you Kroncong songs. Let's begin with a song, Untukmu Kekasih by Tuti Mariyati. Happy listening.
Untukmu kekasih.
The song Untukmu Kekasih sung by Tuti Mariyati. This song tells about someone who sings a song for his or her beloved lover. Although the lyrics are not so beautiful like the poet's works, this song is only to treat the longing. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song, Bengawan Solo by Wiwi Sriyono.
Bengawan Solo
You've just listened to Bengawan Solo by Wiwik Sriyono. The song Bengawan Solo is one of the popular Kroncong songs. This song, composed by Gesang, not only popular in Indonesia but also played in other countries such as Japan. This song even became the soundtrack of a widescreen film in the country entitled Stray Dog or Nora Inu, worked by Akira Kurosawa on October 17, 1949. This song tells about Bengawan Solo, a river in Solo, Central Java. In this song, Gesang expressed his admiration for the river. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, we present the last two Kroncong songs entitled Tanah Airku by Asri Sarju and Surilang by Rita Zahara. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bingung, aduh sayang. mencintaimu, mendampingimu, menginginkanmu, aku menjadi diri sendiri, tak peduli apa kata dunia. Cinta datang, cinta menang, jadi sayangku bertahanlah. Bila terkadang mulutnya kejam, peluklah aku, jangan.
Lupakan senyum manismu. tetap seperti dulu. Tak pernah ku hianati cintamu pada diriku. Saat ini ku terlupa, lupakan senyum manismu. Maafkanlah aku lagi, oh sayang.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.